in a salute to the American race.
The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Outrageous. I don't care what your position is. It's outrageous. And it's dangerous.
Getting back in the swing of things today from the NewYorkPost.com. Senile Joe Biden is bringing shame to the United States. By Miranda Devine. We go. Joe Biden's cognitive deficits are increasingly apparent even to the most amateur observer. Whether he has dementia at this point is immaterial. Half the world thinks he does, and that weakens the United States and imperils us all. Now, I need to interject. Miranda Devine, I believe, is a legal immigrant to the United States of America. She's a person of British origin, United Kingdom, I'm not sure. You guys jive with that shit over there. I apologize, but yeah, she came over here, went through the naturalization process and became a citizen. And then, you know, now she can write articles about how fucked up the president is. Welcome to America. That's your First Amendment right. And then your Second Amendment right is to carry a fucking firearm to ensure your First Amendment right. Okay, the right to question, the right to voice your opinion. Thankfully for us, and I say that collectively because she speaks for us all as a representative of the populace of the United States of America, an immigrant. Okay, so you know, regardless of what the fucking demon Dems say, and the people who hate people party, and the fear porn fucking mongers, this is the greatest country on earth. If you don't like it, suck a dick. Having said that,
then you have my permission to die.
Two, whether he is falling up the stairs of Air Force One or falling off a stationary bike, whether he is wandering around on stage in a fog or clutching cheat sheets designed for a four-year-old, whether he is shouting incoherently or whispering creepily, the optics are shocking. with his 80th birthday approaching next month. Even if most Americans are too polite or willfully unobservant to say so, it's clear that Biden is not the world's. It's clear that Biden is not up to the world's most difficult job. He projects weakness and folly at a time of international turmoil. Disrespect for the president echoes around the world among allies and enemies alike. Even when he went to London last month for the Queen's funeral, people were filmed yelling, "Let's go, Brandon," at his passing limousine. He and First Lady Jillybean Biden arrived late to Westminster Abbey, and after they were ushered to the cheap seats 14 rows back, he was mocked for playing with his tongue during the service. It's criminal that the Democratic Party has placed America in such an invidious position with an emotionally febrile part-time president who appears not to be all there an awful lot, either in his mind or at the White House. The least they could do is cover up his deficits more skillfully. Last week at a press conference, much was made of his calling out for recently deceased Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. "Jackie, are you here?" he said. "Where's Jackie?" he continued, looking around the startled room. "Oh, fuck. I think she wasn't going to be here." "Oh, fuck. Stop. Let's examine that for a moment. Holy shit. That's a bit unsettling. Hey, let's all gather in here to a room to hear from the President of the United States, who's about to sign this legislature that, is dedicated to this congressperson who died in a car accident. So, you know, and he comes out. Is she here? Is anybody seeing her?" It's like, "Well, no. Fuck. Well, I think she wasn't going to be here." Sorry, back to the article. "Well, no, because she died in August, as he should have remembered since he issued a long public condolence letter after her death in a car crash, and the conference he was speaking at was partly in honor of her memory, with a film montage of her life due to be played." So now they're going to play that, and they're all going to be thinking about the president, just thinking that she was alive 15 minutes earlier. He fucks up everything, man. He's a disaster waiting to happen. And also, I have to interject, have you noticed how it doesn't matter where he's at, if they have, they'll have a real nice presidential podium set out for him with the two microphones. And for some reason, anytime he has the opportunity, they give him that that microphone to hold. And I can't help thinking, again, it's something to keep his hands busy and to keep him pacified. It's like a security object. And he gets it and stands there and starts talking, and then he'll start to wander away from the podium. And, you know, it's like he's at a town hall meeting, but he's actually not at a town hall meeting. He's actually at, you know, a conference or a press junket to announce something. It's just, it's bizarro. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, you know, trying to make sense of it. Fuck. Whew. The memory lapse would likely have passed unnoticed, like so many of Biden's oopsies, except for some reason the White House press corps decided they had had enough of being gaslit about the president's mental fitness. "What happened here?" reporters asked a flummoxed White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, who only had one glib talking point prepared, which she repeated over and over. Walorski was on his mind. She was top of mind. But the answer cleared up nothing. "Was the president confused?" asked one reporter. "Was something written in the teleprompter that he didn't recognize? Help us explain what happened here. Why is the dude that's supposed to be in the position, the most powerful position in government in the fucking world, the most powerful man in the world, and he's fucking up, and we're tired of acting like it's not happening? And you are the official press secretary. You're supposed to disseminate this information to the press pool so that they can in turn delineate it out to the fucking people. And this is your answer? Fuck, anyway, this is good coffee. Another reporter asked, why if she and the family is top of mind, does the president think she's living and in the room? Oh, fuck. Yet another pointed out, I have John Lennon top of mind just about every day, but I'm not looking around for the man. No satisfactory answer was forthcoming, and how could there be? There is no explanation for how anyone of sound mind could make such a bungle. Pity the president, the late congresswoman's brother, Keith Walarski, handled the big mess up with compassion. Quote, all I'm saying right now about the president is bless his heart for trying. Unquote, he told the reporters, adding that Biden is, quote, doing the best he can do with what he's got right now. I just feel sorry for him. Unquote. Ouch. That is the decent response, although it is no good for the president of the free world to be an object of pity. As dishonest and destructive as Biden has been, it's hard to see an elderly man humiliating himself every day while the White House continues to pretend there is nothing to see and the media pretends he is a serious candidate for 2024. Saturday night, Biden dressed up in a bow tie to deliver another angry speech railing against his, quote, semi-fascist, unquote, political opponents to a Congressional Black Caucus dinner in Washington. I know I'm being banged up by the Republicans. Come bring it on, he snarled. Come at me, bro. Come bring it on at me, bro. Hate will not prevail in America, he bellowed later, warming to his favorite imaginary topic. White supremacy will not have the last word. So there he is, that angry old shell of a white man bellowing on a captive audience of black people about racism. You know? It's so gross.
The League of Shadows.
I'm here to fulfill Ra's al Ghul's destiny.
How many more times must we endure these spiteful outbursts from a president who promised to unite the country? How much longer must we cringe as he reads, end of quote, repeat the line, off the teleprompter? How many times must we wince as he ad-libs recklessly in a speech about international tinderboxes like Russia, Ukraine, the Nord Stream pipeline, or Taiwan? How much longer must we watch him wandering around lost on stage after giving a speech, appearing to shake imaginary hands or gesture to invisible staff? I've heard the Secret Service are like dumbfounded and confused by it because he continuously looks to them for like guidance, like they're nurses or something, you know, and they're Secret Service. They're not there to choreograph events and tell the president where to walk. They're supposed to provide security. So when they, you know, they pre-functionary decide where he's going to walk to, deliver some words, turn and exit this door, and he just randomly takes off and walks into a group of people, the security has been compromised. I mean, regardless of if they've all been, you know, had their butt cheeks spread and searched, any one of them could just spring up and snap the motherfucker's neck if they wanted to do that. He's right there with no Secret Service around him because they're all standing down for this photo op. You see? Like a time he just wandered across the grass into the White House. That's the type of thing that, you know, again, theoretically, could get his ass smoked. He's, you know, framing his silhouette against the horizon when the Secret Service has a dedicated, you know, path, protected, strategic route for him to take. And he varies off because, you know, he doesn't know where the fuck he is. It's a speculation on my part, anyway. The embarrassment is not just for the 79-year-old career politician who needs cue cards to tell him when to stand and where to sit and what to write in a condolence book. It's for every American. Absolutely, I concur. Think about it. Fuck, it's pathetic and pitiful. It's like the first female person of color as vice president. They intentionally put an idiot in there to, you know, this racist motherfucker. He's like, he wants to clown them. He wants to embarrass black women. He or his handlers or the deep players, the cabal, whoever the fuck it is. If not, then it would be someone like, I don't know, Candace Owens or Kimora gal or Winnie, you know, someone like that. A black woman that's actually intelligent and can, you know, think without a script and doesn't continuously embarrass herself by making, you know, insanely ignorant comments, inappropriate remarks, and, you know, misidentifying South Korea and North Korea. That's a coin flip of getting it right, man. And you still fuck it up? You're fired. Fuck, there has to be someone better. Anyway. Fuck. When Biden went to Israel in the summer, he stumbled off Air Force One asking, "What am I doing now?" Had to be steered onto the red carpet and then accidentally waxed lyrical about the honor of the Holocaust. The truth is that it's not Biden who is senile. All of America is senile, was the conclusion of the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. You know, nice one. You know, give him a thumbs up. Yeah, you know, nice dig. Who's to blame? Fuck. Presume that's a rhetorical question. It is at least a staff failure that Biden is left to wander around confused in front of the cameras. Why isn't a minder always at his side to subtly steer him off stage? He keeps looking to Secret Service agents to step in and guide him, but it's not their job to play nursemaid. See, there you go. It's also a wife failure. Dr. Jill ought to be saving her husband's dignity, but she always looks out of sorts when she is in place to perform the role, whether it's telling him what direction to walk in the Rose Garden or helping him put on a jacket at the airport. It's not easy, as anyone knows who has experienced the aging of a loved one, but Nancy Reagan would have never allowed her husband to be repeatedly humiliated in public. At stake is the nation's honor, at least. Yes, and there you have it. I fully and wholeheartedly concur with my British compatriot, and I mean, well, British foreign compatriot. It's just, it's got to come to a head. We can't make it another 2 years. I'm sorry. It's just, no. This motherfucker is not going to make it 2 years. In a steady rate of decline, here's something to consider. For some reason, people who are in the office of the presidency age rapidly, exponentially faster than people who aren't the president. If you notice, like, you know, Obama went, you know, from almost full head of black hair to almost a full head of white hair in 8 years. The position ages you. What's it doing to this motherfucker? He's like 150 in dog years by now. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let's run. Let's do push-ups. If this was high school, I'd take you behind the gym. Beat your ass. Oh, and the corn pop incident. I've thought about that, you know, knowing what we know now and all the shit that's come out, especially recently, like Pedo Peter, you know. And I was one of those people that saw compilation videos of him sniffing children and feeling them up and fucking swearing in ceremonies and that kind of shit. And then looking back at the corn pop incident and the whole, you know, scenario that he described, he was an inner city lifeguard. So again, this is a guy coming from an upper crust white affluent area, you know, and driving down into the inner city around, you know, wherever he's from in Delaware, And again, probably some job that he got while he was in high school or college, that the director of Parks and Rec was probably, you know, connected with his dad or something. So he gets this gig where he's in charge of this entire pool. You know, this white kid from another town comes into the inner city to govern, you know, but to guard the lives of these inner city swimmers, which are all black. And he fondly recalls how he used to sit on the pool deck and let his legs dangle in the water while the kids were in the water and rubbing his hair up and down because they turned blonde in the sun. Yeah, so imagine that you're some, you know, dude, some 20 something brother, and you're there hanging out at the pool and you're seeing all of that and you're thinking, who is this motherfucker coming from wherever he comes from to sit up there on that fucking lifeguard chair and you know, tell me that, you know, how I'm supposed to act when I'm here at the pool? And then he climbs down and sits there and look at him hanging out with all those kids and the little girls and shit. You know, I mentioned a while back, you know, he seems like the type of perverted motherfucker that tried to pull off something in the pool room. I think Corn Pop busted that motherfucker being a pervert around some little black kids, and he called him out. And fucking years later, he's surrounded by little black kids at some swimming pool, and he starts waxing on about this experience he had back in the 40s or 50s or whenever the fuck it was, where he was confronted by a dude because he told he disrespected him, and then the guy confronted him out in the parking lot with a switchblade. You know, like West Side Story. Joe started fucking, you know, going into song and dance, swinging his chain around, you know. You may cut me, but I'll wrap this chain around your neck. I mean, give me a fucking break. Dude is a fucking joke. Everything about him are lies. Lies. Everything. I don't believe anything the motherfucker says anymore. Don't care who he is, what position he is, what title, blah, blah, blah. Don't give a fuck. Whatever that dude says, I believe the exact opposite. If Ukraine is the enemy, or if Russia is the enemy, it's the exact opposite. Once again, we'll go all the way back, you know. He bent the knee for George Floyd and BLM. He called Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist murderer. He said that masks work. He said that vaccines worked. He called Texans Texas Neanderthals and wished a winter of death upon us. He's allied with the Church of Satan, suing the state I live in so that they have the opportunity to abort babies. They say he won the election. Who's responsible for this? Who's to blame? To answer Miranda's question, all of us for letting this shit happen. From when that COVID bullshit went down and guys like me were standing up and saying, this is bullshit. Don't believe this shit. I do believe the former president in one of his COVID task force meetings, the daily meetings they were having, he started out saying that, don't overreact, don't worry, it's not as dangerous as they're saying it is. And then he just got overran with the fucking hysteria. And they went with it, and all of that facilitated this election being stolen, and everything that's happened transpired since then subsequently is because this motherfucker is a puppet. Like literally a wooden fucking puppet with no brain that you can just pull the strings and make it move. And then, you know, sometimes it arbitrarily moves on its own. And then you try to play it into the act, get a joke or some compassion out of it or something. But that's what it comes down to. Every motherfucker that went ahead and wore the mask or went ahead and got one shot or two shots or for whatever reason to keep your job, to go to Walmart, to travel, all of that. If you wore a mask because it made your friend feel better, then you shouldn't have taken a ride with him. If you stood in a fucking hula hoop when you're at work, then you should have just quit. If your town or city or mayor or governor was putting down draconian fucking efforts on you, you should have been gone long ago. fuck changing Michigan by voting. And, you know, hopefully it does happen, but they should, every single place like that should be punished with their tax base. They want to treat you like that? You have options. Pack up your shit, move to Texas, move to Florida, back up DeSantis, increase the population of Florida with people that aren't going to fucking bow to these motherfuckers ever under any circumstances whatsoever. Because it took the whole world. It started over there once again. Sorry, we're on this COVID kick. It started when it kicked off. Boom. Who were the first motherfuckers? Israel. Fully vaxxed. Italia. Fully vaxxed. You know, now you know what's going on over there. She's the next Mussolini, supposedly. But then within 24 hours, she allies with fucking Ukraine. So cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Figure it out on yourself. By yourself. I don't know. Sorry, go do some independent research, you know, make your own discernment. I can't decide what's going on there. You know, I want to be happy for the people of Italy, but then she's dragging you into this fucking endless war. Apparently she should be allying with Putin. She should be in the other 33 UN countries that are saying, hey, let's end this war, including Iran and China, you know, the 8/10 of the world's population is saying, hey, this war is fucking stupid. Because we know why. Because it's a fucking, it's money laundering for these motherfuckers that just stole the election by using fucking COVID against us. But that shit swept across the fucking world, swept across Europe, the King of England, the Queen of England, fucking all the Dem candidates, a shit ton of the Republican candidates, all your fucking media, all of your sports, you remember, everybody went with that shit. They were all getting paid to go along with it. It was a hoax to perpetrate this so that they could manipulate an election, so that this could be paraded in front of the whole world to see and embarrass us. And what's your option if you impeach him? What do you get? Some fucking stoned out valley girl fucking cum dumpster.
This is a nation. The challenge is go out and vote. Well, for God's sake, there's an election in November. Vote, 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 vote.
Kind of running out of choices, really. Owen. Oh,